The previous Mishnah discussed the Chomer Hadinim sheyesh b'kotchim mizbeach. Now we're discussing the Chomerim of Bedek HaBayis. Shestam Megdeshes leBedek HaBayis. It's more inclusive that when a person is Magdish something, unless it's designated specifically for a Kabbalah, what it means to say is that it becomes Momen Hegdish. The concept of Momen Hegdish is the concept of Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. Kedushas Haguf is also Momen Hegdish, but the Momoin is a product of the fact that it has Kedushas Haguf. So therefore, there are certain types of Kedushas Haguf that are not Shaykh to Momen Hegdish. Moshe Lekarbon Shlomim is Shaykh to the owner. The owner is still the owner. Legabi the Bosa, even after it checked it. But it has Me'ila in the sense of it being Kedushas Haguf. So the more inclusive Kedusha concept is Kotcher Bedek HaBayis. Hegdish Bedek HaBayis Chal Ala Kol. A person can be Magdish anything. Behemoth, Tmeyo, shoes, games, toys, house, karka, anything. Umayal Bigdulem. There's Me'ila on anything which is a product of that which has the shame Momen Hegdish. Gidulem is milk that comes from an animal, beitzim, or anything that grows if it was a field. Ve'in behem hanol l'koyanim, and the koyan is not allowed to be nana from it. Koyan, there's no difference between a koyan and Yisrael. L'gabi the iser to take from that which has kedushas Momen Hegdish. Now obviously coming lafuke that by kotche mizbeach, there are things that are more mutter to Kehanim. Marshal Eiris of a carbon oil go to Kehanim, even though they're not shaykh to Yisraelim, and so on. The chalakim of the carbon that go to Kohen more than Yisrael. Kodesh HaBedek HaBayis, we don't have that. There's no chil between the two. Well, we just said that Moilim Begidulem is because by the concept of Momen Hegdish, that which is produced by my cow belongs to me. So that which is produced by the cow of Hegdish belongs to Hegdish. But if we would have a behemoth which has kedushas carbon, the shame carbon, the chaloy shame carbon is on the behemoth, not on the cholov or the beitza, shi'etzu b'secha. So it doesn't have that kedusha. Mishnah Gimel. Echad kotshe mizbech ve'echad kotshe bedek habayis, ein mishan noisim kedusha l'kedusha. What's chal on it, it can't be changed to another type of kedusha. Kanira, while we're coming lafuke, this is where the Mefarshim explain it, is that there would be a mokum to think that when a chefetz is hugdash, that just means that it's l'tzorech hegdish. And it can't be used l'tzorech hedyit. Who says that there's a kpeda on the type of kedusha? There's one issue, which is not so poshut. When we say that you can't be mishan noisim kedusha l'kedusha, that's also true not only from kedushas mizbech to kedushas domim, and vice versa. But even in Kedushas Haguf, an oiler can't turn to a shlomim, and shlomim can't turn to an oiler. That's partial. However, what happens if somebody's magdish something to a specific type of kotche bedek habayis? He was magdish it that should be used for the heichel, or he was magdish it that should be used for the azora, or for the mizbeach, or for the ezus noshim, and so on. Could it be mishanef from thing to thing? This, you look at the mefarshim, the rav, and the Rambam, the Rishonim that are Cholik, and the some Rishonim hold that's Nitvas by Hashem Kedusha, specifically the Gabi, that type of Kedusha's Domim. Other Rishonim are Cholik and the Musik. There's no such thing. So the Pashtus of the Losh and the Mishnah, you look at the Rav, is that both Kotche Mizbech and both and Kotche Bedek HaBayis in Mishan Noisim Kedusha L'Kedusha. However, according to the Rishonim that are Cholik, the Rashi, the Ravid, they're going to have to add a knedge. In Mishan and Oison, Legabi Kotcha Mizbeach is even Mitoich Mineu Bey from one type of Kotcha Mizbeach to another. And Kotcha Bedek HaBayis, you can't be Mishan and Kotcha Mizbeach. But not that there's any differentiation between in Mineu Bey between different types of Kotcha Bedek HaBayis. The Mishnah adds another din. Kotche Mizbeach has a subcategory called Magdishin Oisin Hegdish Iloi. A person could take Kotche Mizbeach, could take a behemoth that's a carbon oil, and it could be Magdishin Kedushas Iloi, this is Exes HaKosuv, that it could be Magdish it, not to be Magdish it as a carbon shlomo, Chas V'Shalom, An Oyla doesn't turn to a Shlomer. Oyla certainly doesn't turn to Badik Habayis. But he could be Magdashit that he now owes the dollar and cents value of the carbon to Hegdish. That's what it means, Hegdish Ilui. Ilui in this sense means like a Shuma, Haroka, for the value of it. Now, the value of a behemoth, which is already a carbon, is the value to the owner of the carbon that he's bozeh yotzi dechevases, and after me to neder nedova. If he said hare olai carbon, he was magdish this, it's worth a lot, because if he's not going to be able to bring this behemoth, he's going to have to replace it with another carbon. It's not worth the full value of behemoth, but it's worth quite a bit. If he said hare zeus, he's not mechuyev, so how much does he have out of it? The fact that there's a toivus and not that he brings the carbon, if it's a carbon shlomim, so then he has the bossa to give out, and so on. Lemaisa, the Rambam has a chiddush, that hegdish ilui he holds, doesn't mean stam shuma, it means kotcha vedek habayis. What the Mishnah is coming to me, mechadish is, you can take kedushas mizbeach, and you can give it kedushas vedek habayis. So what's going to be used for now? Not a carbon shalom, chas v'shalom. It has already kedusha shalom. It's kotcha mizbeach. What the Bailam is going to have to do in order to be yotzei de choyva shalomim is he's going to have to be poided from the mikdash. For what value? The value, again, how much a carbon is worth to a person. He's going to have to be poided and then he'll bring it. Umachrimin oison, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that shayach to make a cherem of kotcha mizbeach. He's a shayach for him to give it to kehanim. He has to give that amount of money. Lefi the two shittas, the way we just described. V'meisu, if the animal dies, we're talking about either kotcha mizbech or kotcha bedek habayis. Yikoveru, any behemoth that has kedusha. L'meisu, since there's no hamad of arocha, t'yefshel leftoiso, it's already dead. So memelo, the only thing that's left to do with it is that's also manor. Rav Shimon Omer, kotcha bedek habayis. The Hagzeis HaKosov of Hamad of Aroch and so on, only on some that had Kedushas Mizbeach. And then it became Balmum, so now in order to be paid, they need Hamad of Aroch. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is no difference between a behemoth of Kedushas Bedek HaBayis or a pair of shoes. A pair of shoes is no din of Hamad of Aroch. So an animal also, even if it's dead, you could shout up the value, and that will be what you'll have to give to Eglish in order to be paid it. Therefore, in Mesu, Yipodu.